USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former deputy national security advisor is defying a congressional subpoena to show up and testify today behind closed doors before three House committees in the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Charles Cooperman's lawyers say they want a judge to first rule on whether he has to show up and testify under that subpoena. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, the Democrat Adam Schiff, says,
I think we can infer from the White House opposition to Dr. Kupperman's testimony that they believe his testimony would be incriminating of the president.
A fast-moving wildfire in the hills of West Los Angeles in Southern California is growing, but the Tick Fire in Southern Cal is now 70% contained. The Kincade Fire in Northern California, well, it's now burned 66,000 acres in Sonoma County. It's minimally contained. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Demonstrators on both sides of the political aisle are greeting President Trump as he arrives in Chicago, his first visit to the Windy City since becoming president, and after making many critical remarks about Chicago, especially its crime rate. The president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, Patrick Murray, says on Fox and Friends,
if I was in his shoes, I would have reached out to the president and sat down and talked to him about the problems that are in Chicago, and especially in high crime areas, and maybe sat down and came up with a strategy.
After President Trump called the city of Chicago the poster child of urban violence, he will be addressing a National Association of Police Chiefs this afternoon. President Trump says he may release certain parts of a video of the U.S. raid, which left ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi dead on Saturday night. The president making that remark while talking to some reporters as he was leaving for Chicago this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
USA Radio's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown, at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top ten was the animated film Abominable, with an estimated $2 million.
Remember, you can always check out our online presence as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.